welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you've had your fill of election coverage, I wouldn't blame you. The weekend will be here before you know it, and there are a lot of opportunities to decompress, have some fun. On Saturday, the Crest Theater in Sacramento is debuting an eclectic burlesque show. Cobweb Cabaret is inspired by the macabre and the old silver screen, giving space and representation for those who are usually left off the stage. Emma Vaudeville is a performer and a producer of Cobweb Cabaret, and she joins us along with other performers, Quinn de la Noche and Edie Eve. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This is such a treat. Well, Emma, I want to start with you. What drew you to burlesque?
Oh, gosh. I mean, as a child, I always played dress up. My mom had on a lot of magic shows, and originally they were looking a little bit more like showgirls, and I've always loved glitz and glam, and as soon as I found out what it was, I was like, okay, that's it, that's it. But the original inspiration was truly like Vegas and Parisian showgirls that really opened that door of like, wow, like I just want to be on a stage, like prancing around with all the glitter.
And I love that this show is debuting in Sacramento. There have been performances, of course, in Los Angeles and Houston, and then it's going to be expanding to Austin as well. But for people taking it in for the first time in Sacramento, what's the inspiration behind Cobweb Cabaret?
Oh, man, I really love to bring in like old historic kind of references where they give enough of like a nostalgic feeling, but it is still very modern. And I don't know, I feel like I want to find stuff that's a little bit more unique, a little bit less done, and kind of spin it on its head. And yeah, I'm a big old history buff with things like that. I love collecting like artifacts of past shows of burlesque, but I mix that with a little bit of macabre because I myself, my nature is kind of that spooky girl, but not necessarily Halloween. And so I like to ride right on the border of all of those things.
Well, we're going to listen to a little bit to give people a little bit of a taste. I think this is what they would be listening right before the show is about to begin.
Yeah.
Hi, ghouls. The show's starting soon. Please make your way to your seats and get ready for the most haunting glamour this realm could materialize. We want to hear your inner demons howl from beyond your depths for the spectacular specters you're about to witness. Keep your paws and your claws to yourselves, unless commanded otherwise, or be banished for all eternity. What you're about to see is the most evocative exorcism of the modern cabaret circuit. Welcome to Cobweb Cabaret.
And we're going to meet some more performers right now. Quinn, I want to start with you. What drove you to pursue the art of burlesque?
Well, for me, it was the most exquisite way to explore my culture through the performing arts. Have a background in martial arts and theater, and actually began burlesque here in Sacramento back in 2013. And yeah, it's just been an exquisite journey of learning to feel more at home in one's own skin. So by indulging in the art of burlesque, it has taught me, as again, I am an Afro-Latin woman, genderqueer person who just wants to feel as free as possible. And I would like anybody who feels as marginalized or under attack to be able to feel as liberated in their own skin under their own terms. So that's what I think of. That's what I feel whenever it's my turn to be under the limelight. And obviously the gothic aesthetic, anything spooky is just absolutely delicious to me.
You know, and you left Sacramento a couple years ago for some pretty big opportunities. Now you're returning and you're going to be in front of a Sacramento audience. How does that feel?
It's utterly magical to come home at this time because I did not expect the Empire Strips Back contract to ask me to relocate full time. And when it happened, again, it was meant to be. And I fell in love head over heels with the city of San Francisco and just how exquisitely queer and diverse that entire area is. Let's just say, I'm in love. And so to have explored so many cities up and down the West Coast. I travel as a performer now. That's one of my jobs. And I would love to share through this show, by coming home at this time to the city of Sacramento with the tops in teas. This is a carefully curated lineup that Emma has poured her heart into, and to be so invited to contribute to that, it's just magical to see this theater. The Crest is something I remember walking by as a child, not really aware of. You know, we've all done the walk over the cobblestone bricks, kind of like teetering on either side of the trolleys versus the downtown area, and seeing how glamorous that place was, going, ooh, I wonder what that would be like someday. It's magical to come back now.
And that day will be here on Saturday.
Oh, yes.
You'll be on the stage. Edie, what are some of your favorite memories and experiences of Cobweb Cabaret? What is the audience in for on Saturday?
Well, this will be my second time performing with Cobweb Cabaret. I'm so excited. I performed with them first for their Halloween show in October, which was so much fun. And before that, I was an audience member. I loved going to all of their shows. And one of my favorite memories has to be, it was the second time Emma brought Cobweb Cabaret to San Francisco. And Jezebel Thunder, who is joining us this Saturday as well, was performing in that show. And after her first performance, I have never heard so much hooting, hollering, yelling, cheering. I watched so many shows in San Francisco. I work at a performing arts festival. I love going to the ballet. I love going to drag shows. I love going to movies and film festivals. I've never heard that loud of a crowd before. People were stomping their feet. And it just really stuck with me. All of the shows that Emma puts together, all of the cast, she puts together so much care. And I'm just so excited to bring that energy to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to bring, again, what Quinn was mentioned, really an all-star cast. It's some of the best burlesque performers in the business today. So I'm so excited to hopefully, you know, bring that energy or bring those memories to the Sacramento audience and crowd.
I love that it's such a full circle moment for you. You were in the audience and now you're going to be on the stage. That's incredible.
Yeah, the beautiful Crest Theater. It's such a stunning, stunning theater. So we're so honored to be there.
You know, Emma, how does it feel to listen to just, you know, such genuine compliments about how you're curating this show for Saturday?
Oh my gosh. It means the world because like booking the cast is probably one of my biggest struggles because I have so many amazing, talented friends and I want to book everyone and I can't. There's only so many times a person can go on, like so much time in a show, I mean. I do really put so much into it. So it's very sweet of y'all to say that and kind of see what I do. I know that the both of you are quite experienced in similar aspects of it and it means a lot. It's so special.
And of course,
I'm so honored to have y'all.
Tickets are still available, right?
Yeah, they are.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate the three of you coming with a little bit of a teaser of what people are in for on Saturday. Thank you so much.
I have no idea. Yeah. Oh, when you mean really tops and tees, we're really not just saying that. Emma is an expert at curating some of the finest talent in the business. Again, Jezebel Thunder will actually be there this Saturday. So you may indeed get to see exactly what Edie had shared. And Edie herself, truly exceptional performer, has been doing this it's just as long as I have.
And expect all of the rhinestones.
Oh my
and
God,
crystals
yes.
galore.
I love it. Emma Vaudeville is a performer and producer of Cobweb Cabaret, joined by performers Quinn de la Noche and Edie Eve. The eclectic burlesque show is debuting in Sacramento at the Crest Theater on Saturday, June 6th at 8 p.m. We have more information on our Insight page. Tickets are still for sale. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests and events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.